It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And you play a wind instrument? Well, the Nebraska Wind Symphony has been a frequent guest on the morning show, and there's a good reason why. I've got Larry McTaggart. He is the conductor. Thank you very much, Larry, for coming
in today. Good morning, Mike. It's great to be back with you.
Good to see you again. Let's talk about the Nebraska Wind Symphony. How do people become involved? Where do you get your players from? And how can folks become a part of this?
Great. The Nebraska Wind Symphony is Omaha's community concert band, and we draw our membership from all walks of life. I think our youngest member is 19. Our oldest member is probably post-70. And we come from all walks of life. We've got all professions represented, from students to retirees to teachers to accountants to lawyers to HR people, you name it. And we all meet weekly, and we joyfully come together and share each other's company and present concerts for the public throughout the year.
Great. So, do you have auditions on an annual basis?
Actually, we... It's kind of a different type situation where if you contact us and there's a vacancy within our sections, then we basically, it's more of an interview than a set audition right now. And people tolerate me enough, so our attendance is actually really, really, really good. And so our vacancies are pretty small. We actually have waiting lists for every instrument.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. Can you just define for the listeners what the Wind Symphony consists? Which winds are there?
It's a traditional band type setup where you have brass, you have woodwinds, which include flutes, clarinets, saxophones. But you also have percussion in it. So it's pretty much the same thing as you would have with an orchestra minus the strings.
Okay.
So that hence the name Wind Symphony. And when it was founded in 1977 by Tony Snyder, the trend was to call wind ensembles wind symphonies. And so that's kind of stuck. But it's really traditionally a community concert band.
Sure. And given that you have the URL, the domain name, NebraskaWindSymphony.com, it's nice to stay with the name.
Easy to find.
That's right. Very good. Hey, I want to talk about this Sunday over at Omaha Benson High School.
Yes.
You've got a concert. It's at 3 p.m., so it's right there in the afternoon, which is pretty nifty, 3 to about 4:30, I think.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And why don't you tell us about that?
The theme for this concert, and this is our 42nd season, and this is our second official indoor concert. The theme for this concert is called Spotlight, and we're shining the spotlight on several different soloists from within the group, and then also some sections. We'll be featuring our saxophone section. We're featuring a wonderful concerto for drum set that'll feature two of our drummers. We're featuring a couple of our oboe players, and then our French horn section. And so we're shining the light through various different parts of the band, and we're also bringing in a couple great guest artists. Dr. Scott Anderson is a trombone professor at University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And Scott and I were in the old SAC band together back in the late 80s, early 90s, so we were in the Air Force together. And I stayed in the Air Force, and Scott went on to greater things and became trombone professor at University of Nebraska, and he's been there over 20 years. He's coming back to play a piece called Episode for Trombone and Winds, which you'll really enjoy. And then our special guests in the second half are 20, count them, 20 middle school trumpet players from area parochial and public schools that will be joining us for two selections. And so if you want to see the spectacle of 20 middle school trumpet players on the front of the stage, you won't want to miss it.
Talk about that rehearsal process, getting those synchronized.
We met at Benson High School last Monday night and crowded into the band room and just went through the music. And then we'll meet before the concert on Sunday just to work the choreography of about how they get on stage, how they get off, and how it all works. But it's really good. And we feature on this concert annually a different instrument. And so this year it's the trumpets, and one of our members, Deborah Lund, is integral in putting all this together, and so it's really a great thing for the community, great thing for the parents to come and see their young ones experience this with a large ensemble. So it's good for everybody.
That's neat. Can you talk about, and again, just as a reminder, that's Sunday, February 10th at 3 p.m. at Omaha Benson School. That's at 5120 Maple Street. Street, right there in the heart of Benson, if you will. For ticket information, you can go to NebraskaWindSymphony.com. Can you talk about the Omaha Public Schools and specifically working with Benson? It's been a pretty nice relationship.
Yes, it's been tremendous. And we're trying to – this partnership between us and the athletic director there, the who runs the schedule, the band director there, the head of the drama department there, it takes a lot of coordination and to be able to have access to the facilities, and we couldn't be more happy with this, and it's a credit to the OPS, and we're looking forward to that, doing this partnership in the future as well.
Sure. Real quick before we go, what's one of the most rewarding things about your position here with Nebraska Wind Symphony?
You know, if you grew up doing music like I have, I started late. I started in seventh grade, and it just becomes part of your DNA. And I usually tell folks that music for me has been more of a vocation than a hobby. It's just something that's part of me, that it will always be part of me. And to see the joy that the folks bring, because they have regular jobs, they have different things in their lives, and they come in, and just to see all that fall away and enjoy each other's company and create music, it's just a tremendous privilege to be part of it.
That's Larry McTaggart, who's with the Nebraska Wind Symphony. We join Morning Edition in Progress right now.